I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Tens of thousands gathered in Tahrir Square in Cairo today to demand the resignation of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Earlier in the day, the army reinforced checkpoints at the entrances to the square, so people stood in line waiting to get in. Ursula Lindsay stopped to talk to some of them and sent us this report.
Ahmed and Mohammed are university students. Ahmed says they've been waiting for an hour and a half to get into the square.
I want to say history is changing. I'm Egyptian. I've lived in the U.S. I've been to Europe, all around the world. I want to feel my country's changing. And in 10 years, when I see my children studying Egyptian history, I want to say I was there. I changed this country.
Ahmed and Mohammed say the violent attacks by pro-government groups have scared away some protesters. Mohammed blames Egyptian state TV for doing that as well.
They're trying to manipulate the people's mind with the media. It's all about confusion. It's all about sticking to a regime which has been here for a lot of time and it didn't make a lot of change. And now they're saying in only this 6 months, they're going to make all things better. It's nonsense for me.
At the entrance to the square today, some Egyptians who support President Mubarak argue with anti-Mubarak protesters. Many government supporters blame the demonstrations for bringing daily life to a halt. The government has shut banks, gas stations, universities, and government offices. While shops are open, prices are rising. You've stopped the whole country. We want the country to run again, says one man. A protester responds, "Was it running before?" The protester goes on to say, "I won't leave. All I've done is said enough. You want to hit me, you want to kill me, go ahead." State Control TV has been full of references to foreign infiltrators being behind the protests. And rumors are circulating. People variously mention Iran, Hamas, the U.S., and Israel as the culprits. When the subject comes up today, a protester tells a pro-Mubarak man, "The Jews actually support Mubarak. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is going around telling the whole world he supports Mubarak." Another group argues over who could replace the president. The head of the High Constitutional Court, one protester says. The head of the court would be next in line if Mubarak, his vice president, and his Speaker of Parliament all step down. "But the president is concerned for us," one Mubarak supporter says. A protester yells back, "If Mubarak stays, our children will be slaves." The protests have been remarkable for the presence of Egyptians from all walks of life and for the presence of women. Somaya, who is 17, is here with her brother, mother, and sister.
We are waiting for it to clear a bit and we are going to enter.
And so you're not afraid today? Even though
we are not afraid. I feel very safe, actually. It's the safest place in Egypt right now. And this is what people are saying inside in the Tahrir Square. And I believe in this too, and I'm going to enter.
Many people are bringing in food and water. Karim Hosni is a doctor at a nearby hospital. He and some colleagues in white coats make their way nervously towards the entrance today. Hosni says he's been here before as a protester. Today, he says, he's going as a doctor. He's bringing sutures, gloves, local anesthetic, and other supplies for the emergency clinic set up in the square.
Just in case they need them.
Hundreds have been injured in the clashes in the past few days, and several have been killed. But the demonstrators seem determined to hold on to Liberation Square. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.